It was one of those smug, perfect Miami December mornings, the kind of weather that makes the rest of the country hate us just a little. Mid-70s, dry, cloudless sky, a light breeze reminding you that paradise really does exist. But instead of enjoying a cafecito and staring at palm trees like a retired cartel boss, I was on the phone chasing a guy named Rico who had ghosted me for weeks. Rico was the subcontractor responsible for my aluminum perimeter fence. A 5-foot-tall monument to missed deadlines and broken promises. We were 19 months into what was initially pitched as a 22-home build. And that morning, my general contractor, whom I'd stopped trusting 3 crises ago, told me Rico had finally resurfaced. Miraculously. Like a low-rent Houdini in steel-toed boots. The truth is that the fence was just the latest in a long, expensive, and increasingly surreal saga. Delays. Cost overruns. Disappearing subs. Permit purgatory. Communication breakdowns. And there was a general sense that no one, not the city, not the contractors, not the consultants, was ever on the same page. Somewhere between the missed inspections and surprise invoices, it hit me. If I were going through this, others would too. And most of them wouldn't know what hit them until it was too late. That's why I wrote this book. Not to vent, though trust me, that's part of it, and not to scare you off from building or renovating your home. I wrote this because I wish someone had handed me a straightforward, no-bullshit guide to what I was about to step into. Something honest. Something useful. Something written by someone who actually went through it. And not just for people building from the ground up. This is also for you if you're taking on a full remodel, gutting your kitchen, redoing your roof, adding a second story, or tearing out your 1980s sunken living room to make space for a modern one. Because if the scope is big enough to require permits, plans, engineers, inspections, or more than one subcontractor, you're stepping into the same maze the rest of us walk through. This book is designed to help you avoid the pitfalls, identify the warning signs early, and emerge on the other side with your sanity and budget largely intact. It's a part cautionary tale, part survival guide, and part playbook. My goal isn't just to tell war stories. My goal is to give you tools, questions to ask, steps to take, and strategies to use before you sign that first contract, break ground, or hire the guy who knows a guy. Because here's the thing, Miami is one of the most exciting, beautiful, and brutally frustrating places in the world to build or remodel a home. The people are vibrant. The culture is electric. And the process? Utterly lawless. It's a cocktail of Latin American improvisation, American bureaucracy, and South Florida dysfunction. If you go blind, you'll come out broke, bitter, and possibly bald. This book won't fix the system, but it will help you navigate it. I'll take you step by step through the entire process from permitting and planning to punch lists and inspections, sharing what I learned, what I'd never do again, and what might actually save you months of headaches and thousands of dollars. Yes, I'll rant. Yes, there will be sarcasm. But underneath that is hard-earned knowledge. You'll find checklists, tips, traps to avoid, and things no contractor will ever bother to tell you because it's not their money and it's not their house. Because building or remodeling your dream home shouldn't feel like surviving a hostage negotiation. Welcome to How to Build a Home in Miami Without Getting Fucked. But before we begin, let me say this, even though this book is based in Miami, what you're about to read probably applies to wherever you're planning to build or remodel, whether that's Austin, Atlanta, Seattle, Scottsdale, or anywhere in between. The names might change. The accents might shift. But the chaos. The loopholes? The contractor games? That stuff's nationwide.